Well, I'm Jack Diamond, architect, Diamond Schmidt Architects, based in Toronto. And we have had projects in 8 countries around the world, currently in about 5. The firm consists of 120 people, about 90 architects, and we manage it in the most cooperative fashion possible. Every design is an exploration, and one surprises oneself by what comes off the paper. It's an exploration. You see things, you know. In fact, I often think that during that process of sketching, you see things that you couldn't have imagined. It comes out of the kind of formation of the doodling, of playing with it. The trick is how little to do, not how much to do. People who don't know what to do, do everything. What impressed me about Napoleon, he walked the battlefield before the battle. He understood the terrain. And therefore, he understood the climate, the terrain. For example, at the Battle of Jena, he knew where the fog came up. And his troops were totally disguised in fog and took him by surprise. So understanding the terrain, responding to the terrain, number one. Number two, using the appropriate technology, doing it in ways that don't rely upon mechanical systems to cool and heat, but to do it inherently, like early architecture did before the advent of heating and cooling. So there's a wonderful book by Bernard Rudofsky called Architecture Without Architects, looking at the way indigenous peoples respond to climate with the materials they have at hand. Hugely inspiring book for me. In a hot, wet climate in Africa, where there's lots of lumber and there's very little change in temperature between day and night, and there are lots of bugs and vermin and dangerous things on the ground, built these sticked up on stilts, open, big thatch roof to protect the rain, and designed to catch the breeze so that you can cool, as you know, you cool by your perspiration evaporating. And so without little temperature change, you wanted to catch the breeze. Turn to the adobe buildings in the desert. Big change in temperature, night to day. Huge glare, no trees, no rocks. So you build mud bricks walls, a meter thick, that heat up slowly in the day and cool slowly at night. So they counteract the diurnal range of temperature. Small windows to avoid the glare. So it's a cool, dark interior. Flat roofs where you can dry the pumpkins or whatever. Perfect response to climate. And the best of all is the igloo. Something that'll kill you, the cold and ice, turns into a protection. And that's it's not a semicircle. It's actually a parabola which has completely compressive strength. So the more wind it blows, the tighter it gets. And it's built of snow. So there are 3 responses to context. And we don't come close now to doing as well as that. But that's the kind of bar one should set oneself. How to respond with local technology to the context in a way that is absolutely responsive to conditions. That's my philosophy.